Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. The end of June and the start of July bring signature annual changes to the Driftless and to our yard. The heat has arrived, and the fireflies are alight, and the linden has bloomed. Do you know the linden tree? I want to pay attention to the linden today. Genus Tilia, bringer of sweet fragrance. The tree has waxy green spade-shaped leaves, abundant pale green buds that become yellow flowers, fragrant and powerfully attractive to pollinators. Its perfectly shaped canopy is a bee magnet. Together, they produce a prized honey, noted for its floral, minty, even woody taste. I'm sitting on the front porch in the shade of our linden. The music of Bach in the background, Casals making his cello sing. The catbirds chatter, the robins go on and on, as they like to do. The tiny wren, impossibly noisy, competes very nicely, thank you. Apparently everything about the linden is beneficial. The bark and flowers have been steeped in teas for centuries. They calm the anxious soul and soothe the sore throat and cool minor fevers. Native Americans and the early immigrants to their land made extensive use of the tree's inner bark for cordage and baskets. Carvers love its softness. Instrument makers prize its acoustic resonance. Old world recorders and flutes are made of linden wood, as are new world electric and bass guitars. All through European history, lindens have been used as gathering places for village meetings, including judicial proceedings. The tree came to be associated with truth. The Croatian word for June is lipanj, and means literally linden blossom time. In the folklore of the British Isles, the linden is intertwined with magic and fairies. One tree with so many associations. Human fascination with it continues to this day. Donald Culross Peaty wrote his classic A Natural History of North American Trees in 1948. It is a marvelous book that ranges from rigid science to poetic flights of fancy and back to the economics of logging. He had this to say about the linden. When the shade begins to be heavy and the midges fill the woods, and when the western sky is a curtain of black nimbus slashed by the jagged scimitar of lightning, when the American cuckoo stutters his weary descending song, an odor steals upon the moist, heavy air, unbelievably sweet and penetrating. Now, that very same man goes on to say, matter-of-factly, that the linden ranks 14th in the cut of American woods, just after hickory and ahead of the ash. He has switched from flowery prose to his accounting of board feet of lumber produced in a given year. Marvelous. A woman named Hallie owned this place before we did, and certain features of it tugged at her heart strenuously. She was careful to talk about her linden in the most respectful way. She said that she had planted it for her son to climb. It is indeed a wonderful climbing tree, with strong branches stretching out from the trunk at numerous eccentric intervals. A small enough person could treat it like a winding staircase. When I remarked that all those branches seemed to be growing at very different angles, some straight out and others inclining or declining whimsically, she thought about it for a second and she said, "It's supposed to grow that way. That's how lindens look." I've lost track of her. I would like her to know that her tree, her lovely linden, is alive and thriving, 20 feet taller than when she left it to us, every bit the climbing tree she planted, and then some. The blossoms will be gone soon, so now would be a good time to come and sit under the linden. Yeah, that's an invitation, open and without a time limit. Whenever you come, the linden will be here.